I am touching in with Watson and the kitties this morning, and I started the conversation with just Watson. And immediately when I reached in and touched in with him, he said, "I have things to teach." So Watson, tell me more. You've been through a lot in a short time, and you want to share that wisdom. That's really beautiful, buddy. And you also want a companion. You miss your brother, but it doesn't ache the same way that it used to. You're ready to romp and play. And you know your mom is ready for you to have a buddy. And Jill, he said something to the effect of, you know, he knows it's going to annoy the grandmother a little bit, but it'll all be okay. Watson, are you ready to look at these kitties and to feel into their energy and see? Is there anything else you want to talk about? You want to talk about your food. What do you want to talk about with your food? Jill, I get the requests for like some wet food. I don't know if he's getting wet food currently or not, but he's asking for like a little treat. So what he's showing me is a small can. I'm not sure if this is something that maybe Holmes was getting when he was still with us, but Watson understands that this can't be like a regular thing, but I'm seeing like a small can of food. And he's asking for it for an occasional treat. And when I ask what occasional is, he's like saying like maybe once a week or so would be fine. He again knows that it can't be an always thing, but he would like it sometimes. Okay. Showing me the color pink. So I don't know if there is something with like a pink label or if pink may signify like salmon, but he's showing me the color pink also with it. Okay. Anything else you want to say? That you love your mom. I know you do, buddy. And that she takes amazing care of you, and you took amazing, amazing care of Holmes, Jill. Watson is recognizing that. And how appreciative Watson is of the care that you took of Holmes. Yeah. All right, let's take a look at these kitties. So first I am gonna pull up Bug. Hi, Bug. You wanna join? So immediately when I pull up Bug, I get a very playful energy. I see him like cocking his head to the side and batting at toys, batting at things that hang down. So it's like he wants to play with things on a string. I do definitely just see him as super, super playful. Bug, tell us if you would be interested in coming into the home with Jill and with Watson. Yes. Do you think that you would be a good fit in this home? So there's something around your mom, Jill, that I think that... So tell me more about that, Bug. Okay, so I go back to the playfulness thing, and I actually see him like batting at your mom's feet. And that might turn into a problem. Honestly, and Jill, you know that I'm going to support you no matter what. But honestly, I think that Bug is destined for a different home. I do not think that Bug is destined for your home. Like, I think it could work, but I don't think it's the exact right fit. Yeah, he's like, okay, cool, moving on. So then I pull up And I didn't even ask Watson, but yeah, like Watson and Bug are kind of like in agreement. So then I pull up Fuzzcat, and I'll be honest, Fuzzcat, the energy that I get from Fuzzcat is that Fuzzcat is a snob. And I get that like Fuzzcat might even want to be an only kitty. Fuzzcat would be super happy staying, I think you said that she's on, that he is on Maggie's chest. Like, Fuzzcat would be happy to stay on Maggie's chest. I do not see Fuzzcat being able to be a second cat to Watson, and I don't see, yeah, I don't see it as a Watson companion. I just, Fuzzcat is, he's a good kitty, but I don't think he's your kitty. Like, Bug is like a yes or a no, but I Fuzzcat is a no, not because there's anything wrong, but he's just not yours. And yeah, I don't think that your home is his. So then we come to Lamb. And like Lamb, what I get is like Lamb is the perfect combination of love and playfulness and like type B personality. So not really submissive, but just like doesn't need to be the leader. And I think that maybe that's a little bit of where the problem comes in with Bug, is that Bug potentially could be a leader. And I think that Watson also could be, you know, wants to be the leader. And Lamb tucks right in underneath Watson. I see them getting along. I see Watson grooming Lamb. I see Lamb being into being groomed by Watson. I see like the, you know, Watson taking Lamb under his wing. I really see it as the possibility of a very, very good fit. I think that Lamb, I think like once you, if you were to bring Lamb into your home, I see like a little bit of hissing, a little bit of taking, like taking a minute to get used to it on Lamb's part, actually. But that Watson has the wisdom that this could be a long-term thing. So I really see any hesitation between the two of them being on Lamb's part and it just being an adjustment. Also, I think Lamb it would be aware of odor from homes. I don't even necessarily see it as pee odor. I see it more as the odor of illness, and that it's gonna like that might freak him out for a minute. But Lamb, it's okay. Like everything's gonna be okay. And yes, there were some things that happened, but that Holmes was well taken care of, and that this was something that Holmes just had to work through in this lifetime, and that this is not something that you need to be scared of. And that, like, once he kind of has, you know, a few days to kind of scout things out, that he would be okay. I see him really enjoying the porch out back where he gets to look out the windows, and I really see, like, that he would be very, very interested in the flying creatures. So birds, like even if you don't have a bird feeder back there, he would love for you to set one up. But really butterflies. I see him wanting to play with butterflies out those windows. I actually see the possibility of a really good fit, Jill, between your mom and between Lamb, where I see that your mom would somehow tolerate Lamb in a way that would be surprising. So I think, especially if you could trial him, that that would be a really, really good thing to do. And, you know, I'm checking back in with Watson, and Watson is in agreement that a trial with Lamb is the way to go. Okay, hopefully this helps.